bring in John Shannon of Sportsnet. Well, John, let's get your take on that first of all. Before I want to talk to you about the international, the sort of breaking news or the developing news, I guess, to be more accurate with international hockey today. But you know, look, I'm not calling the credibility of the Sabres doctor into question here. But you know, is it really the job of another team's doctor to decide whether or not your goalie is capable of still playing? Looks bad to me.
Well, you know, the Leafs could always travel a doctor.
They could, but why can't you have?
They choose not to.
Why can't you have an independent doctor at every game? Somebody who's not paid by either team.
So there's another billable for to the league, and at this point, you know, I mean, this thing is growing, and the independence of having a league physician at every game, that's 1,230, and you know, whatever billable hours. I mean, I mean those are
beats the hell out of being sued for $5 million.
Yeah, but I actually agree with Stephen on this one. When I don't have a problem, and listen, a lot of this has come about because of, you know, the pending lawsuits, the class action, and the league and the teams now saying, hey, listen, let's be practical and let's err on the side of caution.
Mm, okay.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You know, look what's happening in Ottawa. Clark MacArthur wants to play. Clark MacArthur's dying to play. He's had, what, 16 concussions? He's been ruled out for this season, and he's saying, I want to play. I want to take the risk. Until 10 years from now when he has, you know, initial signs of dementia and then he's going to sue, you can't take that chance anymore.
Right.
You can't take that chance anymore.
All right. That's an interesting it's an interesting discussion. As I said, I'm not calling into question in particular the Buffalo Sabres team physician, and I certainly see that it's a lot of games where you would be asking an independent medical person to be
and
there.
And in the playoffs, every team travels its own doctor.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. Let's move on to the international hockey. Interesting, I don't know if we'd call it a gambit, but interesting move today by the IOC, by the international organizations, linking involvement in Beijing to involvement in South Korea, and also the offer to pay insurance and travel costs.
That's been on the table for a while.
And I was going to ask you, is that enough? I mean, is it enough to kind of break the deadlock?
No, it's not. This is the offer that has been on the table. The IIHF and the Players Association have been in agreement for the last, I would say, 2 months that the dollars comparable to Sochi are there for the taking for the NHL. But the NHL is saying, well, hold on, that's not enough anymore.
They don't want that to come from the IIHF too, right? That, again, I'm not sure how big a point that is, but they want that to come from the IOC and not the IIHF.
Right, and I mean, there's no question in my mind that the money in Russia came from the Russian government.
Yeah.
It came from the Russian government. They wanted the best hockey players there. They paid for the best hockey players there.
I think Rene Fasel touched it on the way by.
He, you know, from one hand to the other, and then out the door.
Yes,
absolutely. You know, and in so many ways, what the NHL is saying is that status quo is not good enough anymore. Status quo doesn't work anymore to take 17 days out of the season, and I really do think there's a ton of pushback, not just from Gary and Bill. I do think there's a lot of pushback from owners.
This is kind of naturally the other shoe to drop, though, isn't it, John? Because if you're the IOC, if you're playing cards with these guys right now, this is absolutely what you do, because you know they want China. So
yeah,
you know, make them swallow this, you know, in terms of Korea and give them China.
And I might add, on a day when the NHL commissioner's in China.
Yeah. They're not, the guys in Lausanne aren't dumb.
No.
Sleazy, but not dumb.
Yeah.
Also understand, and you guys both know this, you've been there, the IOC at an Olympics is really the holding company. It doesn't run the hockey tournament.
Mm-hmm.
The federation runs the hockey tournament. What the IOC does is it tries to get, I guess in the summer games it's 36 sports, in the winter games it's 18 sports, and puts them all under one roof, calls them the Olympics, but then it expects every international federation to run its own tournament. You know, whether it's skiing or whether it's basketball or whether it's hockey or volleyball or whatever, track and field. It's all run by the federations. So the IOC, they're they want the NHLers there, but you know they're not. It's not their stake. I mean, it's really the Federation is the big stakeholder in all of this, and that's why Rennie. I mean, the problem was that Rennie was saying, "Yeah, we'll give you the $14 or $16 or $17 million." But what was and again, what was going to suffer? I mean, the Federation has a $2.5 million women's program in Europe. Were they going to take money out of the women's program in Europe to do this? You know, and I think there's a huge fear that they're going to come back to USA Hockey, who have already had a financial struggle this week, and to Hockey Canada and say, hey, you know, we expect you to contribute some developmental dollars back into this fund. And I don't think Rennie's pockets are deep enough that he could do it himself.
What would it take to change the hearts and minds of the owners? Because that's the issue here. Would the threat of losing China and the theoretical Chinese market 4 years hence, 5 years hence, would that be enough, John?
Well, I think that the poker game of China might be the biggest thing that both the Federation and the IOC can use. Yes. At the same time, and you guys know Gary too. I'm sure that Gary thinks that he can deal directly with the Chinese president.
Yep.
And he can deal with the Chinese himself. He doesn't need them. And the end game for the NHL isn't the Olympics. The end game is opening up the Chinese market to the NHL.
Right.
You know, and television rights, and marketing rights, and assisting the Chinese government who have, you know, found this great game of ours somehow, some way in the last 12 months and are hiring Canadians to consult with them and building 3,000 hockey arenas across the country in the next 8 years because they think it's the next great sport because the president of China likes hockey. So, yes, I think that the Olympic chip is something that might help the process, but at the same time, I fully believe that in his own way and Gary thinks that he can go around the IOC and create the Chinese market.
So they could sow the seeds, which they're doing already. Obviously, they're going over there and become very active there. And at some point, if the Chinese government decides that they want the NHL players in Beijing, they'll find a way to finance that, and that will happen. And they could influence the IOC, and so then Korea becomes irrelevant to the equation.
Exactly like Sochi.
Yeah, I
think that's the case. I really do believe in the heart of hearts of the league office that they can not go to South Korea and they can be in Beijing in 2022.
No matter what the IOC says now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're talking about consistency for people who only make it consistent when it can line their pockets. And I'm talking everybody. I'm talking the IOC. I'm talking the Federation. I'm talking the NHL. If it will help grow hockey and help the Chinese, they'll be in Beijing.
So John, you don't anticipate someone taking a stand on a point of principle here? is that correct?
Steven, you know me too well.
Yeah.
And you know these guys too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's 5-6 years is a long time from now. You know, people, if there's a way to open doors and to reinvent the system 4 years from now, they'll do it.
So in terms of South Korea today, if you had to predict, and again, I just read Elliot's piece on the web, and he still kind of thinks there's going to be a last minute deal of some sort. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, it would, you know, my gut says, you know what, they just don't want to go. My gut says they just don't want to go. But the last minute deal wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me. But my gut says they don't want to go. They just don't want anything to do with it because, I mean, it's arduous. Everything about it is arduous. I mean, we're talking about not flying charters. We're talking about you know, hospitality and logistics, an hour and a half by train from the venue, you know, so that's 90 minutes both each way. You know, it's not going to be as simple as being inside the Olympic bubble in Sochi. It's not going to be as simple as Vancouver or Salt Lake City. And then on top of that, You know, the NHL is saying, well, hold on, we want, you know, give us the Olympic rings to use as a marketing tool in that period of time so we can say we're an official supplier or an official partner. The IOC won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
The IOC has said adamantly, no, we won't do that. I mean, you know, what happens to all the NHL has said, well, listen, we have writers, we have a television network, we want the same treatment as a rights holder. The IOC has said, no, that can't happen. So the NHL is saying, well, all the assets that we're going to give you, what do we get in return once the games are over? And the answer is zero. They
right.
get nothing. And then they need to get something. They need to get something. And that something hasn't really come forward yet.
Mr. Shannon, we're going to let you run. Appreciate you doing this.
All right, but I'm going to go to the team doctor, and I think I'm pulling myself. I'm pulling myself from the game. So.
Stop it. Stop pulling yourself.
Well, I tell you what, if the team doctor was not doing the right thing, why didn't Freddie Anderson play last night?
Correct.
It's the...
He sees conspiracies.
It's just the optics of it. It's the optics.
Did you say that to your own doctor, too?
Yeah, but nobody gives a crap if my doctor pulls me off the air.
No, that's not true.
Take care.
See you, John.
See you. John Shannon of Sportsnet.